USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Richard Neal, after meeting Friday with House counsel, issued subpoenas to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig over 6 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns.
We've stayed away from the fanfare. We've stayed away from, I think, some of the hyperbolic conversation, and we've attempted to reason this through based upon the advice of our attorneys.
Neal says he wants the requested material within the next week. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells the New York Times he plans to go to Ukraine to urge that country's president-elect to push forward with investigations into matters connected to the release of negative information about Paul Manafort and into then Vice President Joe Biden's involvement in a Ukrainian natural gas company connected to Biden's son. Giuliani dismisses Democrats' suggestions he's encouraging a foreign government to impact upcoming U.S. elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
China remains involved in economic actions that are negative to the U.S. economy, but Republican Congressman Will Hurd tells CNN's New Day a tit-for-tat tariff war is not the way to deal with them.
China is an authoritarian government, which means, guess what? They don't care about pain impacted, you know, that of their citizens. And so they're going to be able to withstand pain longer than the U.S. economy. And so you don't want to get into this tit-for-tat with an authoritarian government.
President Trump says he's prepared to wait it out until China delivers on key concessions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will meet with Vladimir Putin next week for frank discussions on a broad range of issues, including arms control, Ukraine, Venezuela, North Korea, and Iran. Cuba's government blaming the U.S. trade embargo for a grave shortage of food. The government in Cuba now rationing chicken, eggs, rice, beans, and other products. And Hollywood putting its money where its mouth is. Three production companies say they will not film in Georgia after Georgia's governor signed the heartbeat abortion bill into law. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Just before Mother's Day, President and Mrs. Trump have welcomed a group of military mothers to the White House. The president called military moms the backbone of America, and Mrs. Trump noted their shared experience.
As a mother myself, I can relate to all that it takes to raise a child. Motherhood is a blessing in its rawest form. It is joyous and delightful, and at times it is challenging and worrisome. But the love between a mother and child strengthens us, helps us grow, and provides a deeper meaning to all of our lives.
Late night host Conan O'Brien is defending his team of writers, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
That after O'Brien's team settles a lawsuit that accused the team of writers of stealing jokes. The lawsuit from a San Diego-based blogger and Twitterer had claimed O'Brien's show on TBS stole 5 jokes from his blog and Twitter account. In an op-ed piece in Variety, O'Brien's response is that in the age of social media, quote, seemingly 60% of Twitter users are budding comedy writers, which means dozens of people often simultaneously write the same joke.
Flooding woes continue in the Midwest along both the Missouri and the Mississippi rivers. Several roads are closed, including portions of U.S. 159 and 59 in Missouri near the Missouri River. Floodwaters in Mississippi are expected to set new records once the floodgate is closed. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.